Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I think I was completely prepared to go, oh, here we go with the kids not wanting to eat anything again. Oh, here we go. And I'm like, but as soon as I saw chicken feet and a chicken head in the water, I was like, I think I would say N-O, N-O, like little Dayton or Dawson or Sebastian or Austin.
Well, they need to get used to it because with those gay porn names, they're never going to say no to a cock when they get older.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Oh, sure, I can have a baby after 45. Let me throw these chicken bones.
I never thought I'd have a blonde American wife. But when I brought you that ranch dressing, I knew I'd be your dipping sauce for life. I booked a dream vacation on a tropical isle. I only wanted to bone. Oh, how could I have known that I'd wind up knocked up and really pissed? Oh, love in paradise. We're planting a banana tree. Love in paradise. Have you heard of polyamory? I swear that I can see forever in your giant dick. Love in paradise.
It's the size of my arm.
You're going to take all the cock that comes to you, whether it's soup, a chili.
I don't think it's good to talk about little boys that way, but.
They do have gay porn names.
They do.
You said it, not me.
No, I pointed it out.
This is all your fault.
This is Lip. This is Lemon Paradise Season 3. We are.
Cry me a river.
We are 7 episodes in.
That's what it's called.
I know.
It's episode 7.
We are 7 episodes in.
Yeah.
I'm calling this season a wash. This was the first episode where I went every storyline.
There are no teeth. Yes, doesn't have no teeth. Nothing. Y'all normally
there are chicken feet and heads.
Yes, normally
but there's no teeth.
When you watch good 90 Day Fiancé, like we're watching right now in our class list, which is our $5 tier reality
season
plus,
6.
Y'all, if you need a summer binge and you don't know what to watch,
yes,
and you're missing like good reality TV, if you've never seen season 6,
you're missing out.
Go back and watch season 6 of 90 Day Fiancé. You're missing the fuck out. And then you can listen to us recap it on that tier. Because when you watch that, like when we watch Kalani tell her sister at her bachelor party,
Bachelorette party
at a Mexican
that
restaurant.
That she's pregnant again.
Again. You kind of feel like someone kicks you in the balls and you feel nauseous, but also your balls are that sensitive. So you feel nauseous, but part of it felt kind of good.
Yeah.
That's the feeling you should feel when you're watching peak 90 Day Fiancé.
I totally agree.
You should feel
gutted, but also glad to have the experience.
Yes.
Yeah.
We haven't had any of that in Lip.
I feel like watching Cow Patty and her brats down by the river.
Down by the river!
Didn't do anything for me. Same thing with Everton and Caterpillars.
Yeah. He doesn't fucking care you sat on a cake because he just wants your money, you dumb bitch. That's all he wants. He doesn't give a fuck what you sit on.
And then Pop and Anna.
Hey,
Hannah, wait for me.
Wait for me. That was true love because those guys asking, whoa, holy shit, I know to go to carnival.
I would have said, excuse me, I just need to excuse myself, Matthew. I need to go to the bathroom. I would have chased both of them down.
Oh, that second one? Oh, my God. What a bunch of man
meat.
Right.
That is true love.
That is true love.
And bitch can hold on to her. Bitch, she's like, get the fuck away from me.
And we're not even going to talk about Scott and Lydia yet, but we're going to get into it. Quickly, though. Oh, sorry, anything else?
I was just going to say, I think this is a wash.
This is the first wash of a season for me. You know, the first two seasons of the show were my favorite 90 Day Fiancé. Like, y'all, if this is your first season of Lip and you're going, ugh, you missed it. Like, go back and watch the first ones.
We've been heading this way. I think the first four episodes I would call a little more compelling, but we've been heading this way. Without the gays, we had no stakes.
No.
Yeah. So, yeah. I don't give a fuck about Cow Patty. She's pregnant. They're going to be fine with
it. They just had the baby.
Oh, yay.
I think they had a boy.
It's got to be a D name.
I think they had a boy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Of course, it's three boys.
She's a boy mom.
I hate that term. I hate it because it implies there's something different and that you have to act a certain way.
No,
maybe I'm being ultra sensitive.
Maybe. Let's see. I'm trying to see. I saw it posted.
Boy mom.
Oh, well, I can't find it now.
Girl mom.
Girl mom, boy mom, just a mom.
Who fucking cares? I think it implies, it also celebrates the differences between genders. And I'm just like, it's not that I don't want to, don't think there are differences. It just feels, I don't know.
Because our moms thought they were boy moms. Turns out they were more like girl moms. You never know.
Just be a mom, y'all. Just be a mom to whatever your kid is going to be.
I can't see. I don't know. I don't remember which 90 Day News thing we follow, but someone said they had their baby. I don't know the name yet though. So Sissy,
it's got to be a name that starts with D. I bet you $200.
Well,
this one will be Demetrius or Dante. Dante. That's another gay porn name.
Another gay porn name.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that would be.
Yeah.
Yeah. They do freaky deaky stuff. Y'all, speaking of freaky deaky.
Big news.
We have news.
Huge.
I broke this first in our YouTube Live in our Under the Skirt segment, which is usually
we
say. We
talked about it on our Love and Toe, too.
Yes.
Talked about it on Toe.
And
huge.
We.
In several ways.
We had a male sissy, who said, oh, my partner was in Los Angeles, and look who hit him up on Grindr, and it was Valentine. And he sent me the messages, and he sent me the pics, which I'm not going to show. Don't ask me. That is someone's private information.
It is.
But I'm going to say this. Valentine has a what, poodle?
It's a big old dick.
It's a huge dick.
It's a big dick.
And when I say huge dick, I'm saying...
For you.
Johan ain't got nothing.
No, it's
comparable.
It's a very large member.
It kind of took me over the edge. I'm already kind of been into Valentine with his sleepy little bedroom eyes and his regular head and non-Lego hair. But then after seeing his dick pic and his amazingly chiseled body, I'm like, I'm in.
He consistently feels like a joke to me. But I will say, seeing the penis did make me go,
Oh.
Things that make you go,
Things that make you go, dick me down.
Yeehaw.
Dick me down. I'm around. There you go.
Check out our Instagram videos of Debbie and the donkey.
Yes.
That we've been lovingly releasing.
We worked really hard on that. Who knew Martin Scorsese was available? And he was able to produce that for us and film. Who
Martin,
knew?
You said Morton.
Did I say Morton?
Yeah.
I meant Martin.
Like the steakhouse. Morton Scorsese.
Morton Scorsese.
The Jewish Scorsese brother. Instead of Goodfellas, it's Good Menches.
Good Menches.
Good Menches.
Speaking of men, that reminds me, because you make recommendations of stuff you're watching, and I wanted to shout out, you don't watch the show anymore, but I've got to tell people, y'all, the end of Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, I'm not going to give a spoiler.
People have been raving.
So fantastic. There was only one character, I'm like, they didn't really sew that one up. But, like, definitely in like my top 10 satisfying seasons and series finale. A lot of times there are some people that are kind of like me, like, I'm going to wait to watch something until it's just done so I know it's not shit. And I just want to let people know, if you want a good binge and a great show, it's one of my top 3 favorite shows.
People were loving it.
It was so, so good. Highly rated.
I haven't watched the Succession finale yet. So
how are you avoiding that?
I've been avoiding spoilers.
But you don't know how he dies.
You better not. You better not.
They just throw him off the building. I don't know.
By the way, he's spoiler alert for those of you who haven't seen the last season of Succession. So spoiler alert for that. Go away. Logan Roy did die earlier in the season.
I don't even know who that is.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Be quiet, dog.
Dog's barking. Anyway.
Zip it.
But y'all, we're recording this show on
Memorial Day.
When is it coming out?
Tonight.
Oh, tonight. Happy Memorial Day. And
thank you for your service, those of you who served our country, and those of you who have actually served our country by having someone in the military.
Everyone served, and someone in your family. Yeah. And Memorial Day, correct me if I'm wrong, please.
Please.
Memorial Day is not Veterans. Memorial Day, we're specifically honoring people that lost their lives, right? Yeah.
Yes.
I know this because, you know, my Aunt Darla, boy, she went out to every grave of everybody we have in our whole entire family and put flowers on all of them today and took the pictures. Haven't heard from her in 2 months, but you know how you have that family member that's always going to remember death?
Yep.
That's Aunt Darla.
Yeah.
It was really pretty, though. She put flowers on Dad's grave.
It is the people who have served, the people who have lost their lives.
So we know this is a sad day for some of you. So thank you for serving, as people said.
And I encourage people, if you do feel sadness on some days, maybe do. Thankful for people who served. Maybe find a way to volunteer. Maybe not today if things are closed, but, you know, maybe the next day. Volunteering always gets your mood in a different place.
It was like clients would fight me on it when I was doing therapy, and I would just, that would be one of the first steps. I would just try to go get them to volunteer.
It's hard to be out of your own situation.
It's really hard to be depressed about your life when you're feeding someone who's homeless.
Yes.
When you're helping someone who is in a space that needs help,
or that you just feel like you feel more worthwhile when you're serving others.
You feel like that your existence in this plane of wherever we are matters until the aliens come.
That was a big bit about the alien invasion, and
I really sold you on it.
And the journey that you selling me on it and then wanting to meet them.
Now you're into it.
Because I wasn't into meeting
you
them.
You weren't.
I decided that I'd already been through too much and that would be too much for me.
Then you thought about that alien
dick. Then I thought about fucking them, and they've got a lot of different ways. And I said,
you've never been fucked in your ear.
I'm never too old to learn about fucking.
Never too old to learn.
Anyway, going on. Where's Timmy?
Yeah.
Where's fuck?
The name's been out my car.
Me just going, where's Timmy? I just had a realization of, God damn.
B90, also, we kind of false promised. We thought we were going to be doing something with Cray Cray soon. Schedule's kind of our little erratic, so that might be on pause. We will do something with them.
Yeah.
We're just letting... So all of you asking, wait a minute, you said... And again, I'm going to make one precursor, since this is a free feed show. Y'all, we have not technically launched Apple Podcast subscriptions yet. And I'm saying this because... Again, the way Apple does it, you set it up and then they say you're live, but you only do like 10% of it, and then they put your stream live, but there's still like 90% of back end shit uploading old catalog that we've had to do.
Yeah. Don't come at us that this is I promise you this is not our mistake. It's
right now, when we drop a show on the Patreon or Supercast on the $8 tier,
it does $5 not get tier.
No, we've gotten that fixed. But on Apple, it's not going to be as immediate. It's going to take a little longer right now because it's some back-end stuff, blah, 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 tech, poodle just fell asleep. But I'm telling you, just so you know, you might not be getting the full experience. And so I'm just letting people know, and that if there's also, that's not going to include, you won't be able to do any polls. There's no way we can individually like send you a contact.
Because we don't know your email.
It's kind of like it's all private in Apple. So if you do that, that's great. But it's almost for like the sissy who doesn't want to be involved in a lot. So just know
minimum
that.
Minimum engagement.
That's why we haven't launched this yet. So please be, if you do see it, because it pops up on your feed, we can't do anything about it. It's fine to do it. We're just letting you know that some things might be a little wonky, and give us a month to kind of work things out.
And definitely, when you can't come to us if there are problems, because we will upload it, and then
we have no. Whereas Patreon and Supercast, we can see a tech of the back end.
Yep.
Y'all, we know nothing with Apple.
I can't see Tim Cook's back end.
Boy, I wish you could. Literally, that would God.
Wouldn't
our
mind seeing
would
the
solved.
Front end either.
Yeah, problems will be solved. So anyway, just so you know, you're like, think about this. If we're happy to do Apple subscriptions, when you do Apple subscriptions, you're like one of Poodle's many, many men. You're going to know about Poodle. You're going to have one wonderful night with him, and then he's never going to contact you again. But you're always going to be left with it.
Yeah, you're left with a souvenir
mm-hmm.
that mostly can be traded.
Or give it a week and that bite mark will go away.
Yeah.
So anyway, just letting y'all know, when we are aiming for June 1st, I don't know if that's going to happen, but we will sometime in June have a full launch and everything will be up to snuff.
Yes, we're working.
I'm going to make soup by the river. Oh, God. Oh, Wilson, where's my soup ladle? Ah. Just like him. I just saw Tom Hanks was at Shania at the Hollywood Bowl last night. It was him and Rita, and then Dax Shepard and Alyssa Milano. No, Kristen Bale. That's not his wife.
Oh.
I would have died because I'm an armchairy, too. But if Tom was there, I could have been like,
You had good seats.
I know. I was in front of them. I was on the front row. They were back in the box.
Well,
I
must be nice to be a high roller.
You know what? When Shania Twain puts tickets on sale a week after you break up with your boyfriend in 7.5 years, you buy the ticket you fucking want. That's what I did.
Fair.
That's what I did, bitches.
And but, you cry over it.
And yes, I did. And I loved it. Actually, I never shed a tear for him.
Wow.
But anyway. Tom Hanks, I could have said, Rita, close your eyes and done my impression. She would have gone, Tom, she wouldn't have even known.
No, she would have said, get away from me, security.
Maybe.
So y'all, we're making sancocho, a soup, down by the river. And his Juan's brother is there and Cow Patty is along for the ride as well. And they're going to kill. They're going to tell. Kill. They're going to tell the kids about it.
They're going to kill the children.
They're going to kill the children.
It's a sacrifice.
Ritually.
So the newborn. So the baby will live.
Yes. Both of them.
Yeah.
So the youngest one is like, N-O, I don't want to try the soup. And I was like, here we go again. And as I said on the very opening, I'm like, oh, wait. The food has chicken feet and a head in it.
Like, at first I thought he was joking with them and put, like, a fake chicken head in it.
No.
And I thought, well,
it's a real chicken head. No, and I went, okay, I don't think I would have eaten that either.
And Juan's like, when I was a boy, I would have loved a chicken head.
Slow your roll. That's why I think...
Juan Hakes, take a note. We don't eat chicken heads.
I don't think they have problems. Mm-mm. I think everything has been inflated.
Yeah.
I don't trust Cow Patty and her second tier 90 Day Fiancé story.
She doesn't love that her name's Cow Patty, but it fits.
It does.
She's from Cow Patty Land.
She is literally Cow Patty.
She's Cow Patty.
And I'm sure she's a lovely person.
It's fine.
But I
think that's the problem. She's a lovely person.
That whole thing about trying to get him not to work because even though they don't have any money for their third kid.
That is the problem right there. They both seem like lovely people.
Yeah.
That's not the people we want to see on 90 Day Fiancé.
Totally agree.
That's why we have 7 seasons of Angela and Michael. They're both terrible.
That's true. Later on, they're telling the kids with t-shirts, my favorite way to announce a pregnancy to children, Big Brother, things like that.
I thought that was sweet.
It's fine.
How would you tell your children that they're going to have a newborn sibling?
Hey, get ready to be numbers 2 and 3.
Okay, wow.
Make room, slip, go 2 notches more down the line.
Guess what? You're sharing a room now.
Exactly.
Sorry, what? I threw away half your toys when you were at school.
This happens. It's part of the cycle of life. I still love you. We're going to have a baby. That means not as much time.
I think you're paused right now anyway, but you don't want to book Poodle on Cameo to tell your kids that they're going to have another sibling.
No. You know, I would just explain very carefully. I understand the cuteness of the t-shirts, and I understand that's something that works best on camera. I don't know. I don't think if I was her, I would let this be filmed. Because this is a moment that you don't know how the child's going to react. Because especially these kids are of a certain age where the mom's obviously been, I don't know how close they are to their dad. Seems like she has almost full custody of them.
Maybe
they do weekends.
See, I feel like this was a bad divorce.
I get that impulse too.
Because especially... I think the reason why the older son is more upset because probably he's the one that's felt kind of or knows a little bit, understands more what's going on with the divorce.
Yeah, feel a little triggered.
No, because I was in high school.
Oh,
so
okay.
I emotionally was fine with my parents' divorce. I got it. I was in sophomore.
But
I had other things going on.
The older one starts to cry. And he's like, I don't want a baby yet because you're going to start taking care of the baby and not me, which is completely reasonable for an 8-year-old child to think.
It's the reason why they always say it on a sitcom because kids say this in real life.
Yeah. And so at one point I was just like, let's hopefully not make a deal out of this because we should just say, and she even said, the kids are experiencing a lot of change right now. That's why the littlest one is freaking out over eating eggs and things like that. All that tracks for me. But what I don't like is production documenting it in a way that's supposed to make us think that this is rocky ground for them. Because I think this is absolutely normal problems to have.
Yeah.
So I think that's where I am. That's why this story...
And Juan was great, the way he comforted him, too.
That's why this story, when the oldest one's like, it's too early, I'm like, I agree. You maybe shouldn't have wanted that third baby. Both of you could have slowed your roll a little bit.
He wasn't able to be over, too. They showed on I wish I knew, but when they showed her having the baby... sorry. Oh, little Pilates I reached. He wasn't there. He was watching the birth via FaceTime.
Anyway, I just think the stakes of this season are a little low for me.
I agree.
There's not a big enough of a catfish joke couple, and the gays are just going to soap opera us to death. Speaking of soap opera, Scott and Lydia.
Which, this one falls flat because they can't talk to one another. Kind of a problem. But we have never, ever, and we've almost watched every 90-day iteration, have we ever seen a translator from production pulled past the fourth wall? We have never.
No. Nope.
This means to me that this story came to a complete halt and production had to intervene just to get this going.
Yep, that's when I went, nope. It took me out of it completely.
And I don't think he's a bad guy per se.
Oh, I do. I think he's gross.
He is kind of, I think he did think he was going to come down here, bang her, and she doesn't want to have sex with him.
I
think he wants a fun bang trip and she wants like a relationship.
I don't think he really thought that much about it.
I don't think he did either.
I think he's like, we've been having
kind of like really short conversations.
And so
did he get an engagement ring?
Did he?
I think he did. I don't remember.
So
about that watch.
I feel like this guy has very little buy-in in his relationships.
Oh.
He's not interested in getting married, you guys.
Oh, wait,
I
remember a lot of he is gross because I remember what we find out later.
Yeah. I'm not interested. He's not interested in getting married. He's interested in fucking girls in their 20s.
Yeah, because we see a picture of the woman that he was with.
Yeah. And giving them money. He's your typical sex tourist.
Yeah.
Your TST, your typical sex tourist, in the vein of Big Ed.
I don't like this song.
No, I don't either. I don't love typical sex tourists, but that's who he wound up being.
That is what he wound up being.
So, and like Angela says, he is mentally exhausted. And
Michael, I'm just exhausted.
And so he's like, I need a break because the translator app's not working and I need to have a real conversation with her. And this is the worst part about guys like Scott. He's trying to make the camera believe he's the good guy in all this.
He's trying to say it's because of the because of the English language and Spanish. And he's also trying to say that it's because this ex-girlfriend contacted him. No, he's not into her.
Yeah,
he's 100%
there's no chemistry. He said at one point, he's like, I'm not feeling chemistry here. I'm like, there, you said it. You weren't into her when you saw her.
And that happens. Believe me, I know there's people you have chemistry with online and then you see them and you're like, nope.
And I think he probably let, and I'm not taking any of the responsibility off of him, I think he probably let production convince him to keep filming, which has happened.
I think vice versa. I think production convinced him to keep filming.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh. You said he convinced production.
Oh, that's not what I meant. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I think production was like, look, she's a star. We need her to flip out. And then next week, that's why they call in Nicole.
Ugh.
Because even Lydia can't speak the language. If Lydia's going to be on this show again, this person needs to speak Spanish. Otherwise, it's not going to work.
So at one point, he's like, I feel like we were like, it was really kind of like we were, it was very easy because we're having short conversations and I don't feel the chemistry. And so she went, finito? And then, but I really see you as a friend. Y'all.
No, you don't.
Y'all, if there's one thing I wish people would stop saying in breakups is, can we be friends? And I see you as more of a friend. Sometimes it's true, but it doesn't make the other person feel any better. Don't, if you're breaking up with someone, don't think that's an olive branch.
Well, you're friends with a lot of people you dated, but not for a long time. Like you dated them, I say date, more kind of like you fucked around. But you are friends. Did y'all ever have a talk where you say like, I mean, do they say it like while they're inside you? I think you're just a friend. Or do you say that to them? Or like, when does that happen?
Well, first of all, we never really make anything official. So we'll hang out and then we'll kind of stop having sex. And then they say to me, do you want to go out for a drink or something like that? I'm like, sure. And they're like, can we also bang? And I go, no. So that's how it works. I determine how all those relationships are going to be.
Glad that you accept input. I'm glad it's a collaborative process.
I've moved on.
N-O.
I've moved on to greener dick pastures.
Wow.
No, what I will say is, but I'm talking about people who are breaking up, and if you think that's good to say, it's not. It never works out that way. Don't say it. You can say, I don't think we're a good match, or I don't think we're on the same page, and leave it at that. And that's enough.
You don't have to make people feel better for your honesty.
And you won't. Say it again.
You don't have to make people feel better for your own honesty.
And being, you don't have to make people, you don't need to try to make people feel better just because you were being honest.
Yeah.
Yeah. I totally agree. You guys, that's how you become a bad breaker-upper. Is you use, it's not you, it's me.
I'm a good breaker-upper. I don't do that. Unless you do me wrong, then I become a mar. Yeah. I'll cut you quietly and you won't even know that your bank account's been closed.
I think that's pretty rough.
I'm just saying.
I don't know if I would call you a good
one. I am if it's a good one, but yeah, not when you fuck me over.
So we find out, he's like, well, there's also this, like my ex-girlfriend in Colombia who like reached out of the blue, and I went, ding, we show me ex-girlfriend from Colombia.
And we see a picture of her.
She's 29.
She's gorgeous.
Yep.
Prediction. They're going to be on 90 Day Fiancé.
Really? Oh, I don't think
this guy's... Because he's a mess.
I don't think this guy's liked enough.
Oh, they'll put some... They had to get a release because they used her face.
Yeah. Maybe we'll see her.
I think we're going to see them as a couple.
Ugh. I don't care about either one of them.
Maybe it'll be on Love in Paradise next season. I don't know.
That's closer.
But I think we're going to see them. You know, 90 Day Fiancé, I mean, they practically have a relationship with the Colombian Board of Tourism at this point. There's so many from Colombia.
The guy's, Senor Sharp. You want to film here again? Yes. Oh, we'll play golf when you're down here next time.
Yeah, Matt Sharp has a home in Bogota, yo.
Yes. Ah, Senor Sharp, one of my best friends. Great amigo. So that's the tourism board of
Colombia.
Yeah,
I got that. Yeah.
So Lydia says, are you still in love with her? Well, and then she's like, he told me he was single. He betrayed me.
And then she says, my heart is broken. And I went, is it?
No.
It's not broken at all. She didn't like him. Y'all, we're going to go to commercial. But when we come back, we're going to talk about cake.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist? About me.
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Manny, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline.
Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC.
For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring.
Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be a $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cut my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe,
ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that! But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse! Bring on the men!
Yike! Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze.
Everton.
Yes.
I need you. Stop looking at my eyes. I know my eyelashes are so long.
They're two lovely caterpillars mating with one another. Oh, give me that cool breeze.
Every time I blink, I know I like it. It helps me. Now, look. So, I just want you to know.
Yes.
I'm just doing some stuff on the side. I'm, like, sitting
like
on
what?
Cakes and, like, taking, like, pickles, cucumbers. Some things might go in a vagina or a hole of mine, but I know that really is going to bother you. You're going to be horrified by this. I know you're just going to, please don't scream, don't yell, don't break up with me, don't make a scene. I know you're horrified, aren't you?
You're still making money, right?
Yes.
You know what? I think that's whatever you want to do. I don't like it, but it's whatever you want to do. So I support you fully. So believe me when I'm, remember when I'm understanding you and I need you to remember this later if something else comes out about me.
Ding, 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 ding.
Besides the cheating, the cheating that's the already cheating. Happened, I'm going to remember that how kind I'm being with you right here about your cake sitting and your balloon popping and your fetish videos, which do all you want. But he's like, fuck, it's making me money.
Perfect.
You know, these are
you called it, though. He's hedging his bet.
Oh, yeah. These are two opportunists.
For
these are
sure.
Two opportunists who found one another.
I mean, nothing says I'm sorry. Like, I'm sorry for filming OnlyFans content. Like, going by a waterfall... And you filming naked videos of me.
There was something completely absurdist about this
it was
segment.
Just...
In between her caterpillar eyebrows and her lashes.
Our eyelashes. I'm getting Stephanie vibes from this couple.
Yeah. And that's not a compliment.
No, it's not. It's not.
I really do think I have... There was something about her that made me... Almost nauseous to watch.
Was it? Did we hear that she was arrested several times?
At Jordan.
Yeah, she was arrested for. Was it? What was it?
I think it was
it
fraud
battery or fraud or something?
I can't remember. They've all got mud shots,
but addiction
y'all.
Too.
Yeah,
addiction stuff too.
Yeah.
So, I think, y'all, this is gonna be. We're going to see them again, probably. It feels like fraudacity, but also I feel like it's just inevitable till this crashes and burns.
I don't feel like we know either of them that well.
That's true. We don't.
I feel like what we know of her, she's let us see. We don't know what makes them tick. We've also been told that we've had a relationship on and off and on and off again for 12 years. And how serious was that? And like, there's nothing that really lets us know how high stakes this
is. It's not like, I don't want to say it. It's not like Kay and Mark.
No, and it never will be.
But because they were together for a long time and we felt this such in season one, this... They're not together anymore.
I know. I want so much for Kay.
I know, but they like really were trying to make this work. You don't feel any of that with them. Oh, sorry. My watch went off. There was a big something falling down on the, I don't know what your neighbor is
doing.
The
Fabergé eggs she was setting up.
Oh, my God.
Her case, her display case just fell over.
She's doing something on Memorial Day.
I don't think she ever stops, my neighbor. She never stops moving around.
She on Adderall.
Almost certainly. She takes more than Mary from Selling Sunset. So,
did you see that, by the way? I would almost go, but I don't want to go. G-Flip is going to be, I think, at Sacramento or Fresno Pride.
I'm not going to Fresno.
No, maybe it's Sacramento. I think it's Sacramento. G-Flip's going to be performing. I almost want to go. I bet Chrishell would be there.
I don't think Chrishell would be caught dead in Sacramento.
We would be hot in Sacramento because people there have realistic bodies.
That's true. What's a realistic body?
Not L.A.
Fair.
Not L.A.
So, y'all, later on, all you need to know is he's like, I didn't like the videos at first, but, you know, I get my own little nude videos, so I'm fine with it. So he parlays that into that. And then she says, and you know what? I decided to build our future. I'm going to let the girl in that voicemail go.
Going to let it go. And the, you know who really wins in this is that boat driver. He's like, holy shit.
who just watched her be nude and probably photographed it as well.
Just sitting there jacking off behind a waterfall. It really bothered me. I'm glad you brought this. What bothered me the most about this was the lighting was so bad in this video.
Now, I will say,
she was facing the sun.
It might have been the quality of the video that we got.
No, that's okay. True, but it was still darkly lit. I know he wanted to get in the waterfall in the background, but he needed to be on the other side.
I agree.
Because it was this great light they were getting. She was under the cave. It would have been this beautiful. And I thought, I can't believe I'm asking this, but I think now is the time. Piano Cat 77, what are your tips for lighting and nude videos?
Good.
If anyone knows.
I don't know if I can give those out because this is...
Yeah.
Those are trade secrets.
But maybe you can just give... I'll get you. I know you're not...
Let me get into the main... We're filming this in the middle of the day, I'm not in the Piano Cat 77 mindset.
Let me put this in the move for
you. Give me some music to get me there. I don't know what this is.
Not the right person.
Why do you always choose the wrong track to play?
No, that's not what I wanted. Hold on, I got it.
Boy, you bumbled this.
No.
Oh. Well, that did get me in the mood.
Well, who knew The Weeknd did a cover of Wicked Games?
Oh, I did know that.
Well, that's what that was playing.
All right.
So,
I'm going to do this in the background.
I think what you should do, number one, she was just like over there, just kind of, her mood was just like, blah, 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 blah. You need to fuck the camera.
Okay.
That's number one. Remember to fuck the camera.
Okay.
Number two, you need to have a crew of three men. Teamsters are the best.
Hopefully they're not on strike.
One's holding a big boom.
Okay.
The other is holding a gigantic ring light, and the other is there because his union needs him to be.
Oh, and he's not fluffing at all?
Maybe. So that has to be there.
I'm sad I asked this.
And there's also, you really do need to pace yourself, and it can't. And every shoot is a story. So if I start out a shoot playing with dominoes and sliding them all over my body, there's a story there.
Okay,
I start out. You see the two appear carefully, and
snake eyes.
Yeah, and later on we get higher and higher, and the stakes get higher and higher. So later on, you don't know what I'm going to do with those dominoes. And then at the end, you're shocked what I can do with those dominoes. And by the time that happens, I know when it's right, when the third teamster goes,
Is that a cum noise or vomiting?
A little in between. So that's been on Cat 77's trips.
Okay, we're done with this tips. Scene.
In sum, good lighting.
Okay.
Several camera people.
Uh-huh.
Fuck the camera. And remember, it's a story.
Wow.
And dominoes.
All right. All right, let's just going to turn that off. Don't think we need...
Anyway, I am available as a consult if you want to make
If
you want to make your ex a sexy video, I'm available, you know, $100 an hour.
I thought that would be informative to some of our sissies trying to live in the bedroom, but...
It is.
Let's talk about Anna and Matthew, shall we?
Don't underestimate props.
Let's talk about Pawpaw or Anna and Pawpaw.
Anna and Pawpaw.
Anna and Pawpaw.
They are sexy cat and...
She wanted dog.
Wolf.
And he went, let me be a wolf.
Well, I know it. I have a very sexy dog costume. You could call it a pup mask more than anything else.
It's just a butt plug with a dog tail on it.
It comes with
a
tail.
I've seen it out on your bedroom. I don't know if it's a costume.
Costume, role play, it's all subjective.
Yeah.
This, I will say, my favorite part of his costume is that it was like the top of the wolf costume and then just gray basketball shorts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So Pawpaw, y'all... I don't know if this was production making these guys. She's gorgeous, don't get me wrong. I think this guy shouldn't, if your fiance looks like she does, and you're at carnival, the guys, she basically shut them all down. She's like, no, he's my fiance. And she's handling it all. He's like, well, if I really could, I could protect her. And I'm like, yeah, sure you could.
Yeah.
You're a scrawny little thing.
He's a scrawny. And she's like, she's great though. Like the cowboy comes up. Ooh, and he is fucking hot.
And that guy, Igor, was hot too.
Oh my God. Did you see his chest?
Yes.
It's like those kind that you just like pound on while they're pummeling you.
Oh, yeah. You say, kind of punching them really hard.
Just like, and they're almost like, boom, yeah, boom, 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 boom. It sounds like a tree, just like a thick.
True. And it's kind of violent, but not really.
Yeah, but they don't care because it's basically like you're getting fucked by He-Man.
I have a power!
Okay, where are we? They don't have problems.
No, and 100%. The biggest stakes that they have been able to tell us here is he's worried that she's going to be mad about the visa and this kind of idea that she won't wait for him long. But everything about her demonstrates that she's into this guy.
Oh, very much. How? It is. So we're filming this on Memorial Day.
Yeah. We have 5 more episodes.
Where do we go?
I don't know.
I don't know where we go.
I feel like
either shit needs to like completely turn and hit the fan.
I feel like this season has lost its way.
Or it's going to be just a trudge.
Yeah.
A drudge.
Trudge, you trudge. And you say a drudgery. You trudge through it.
That's the show.
And it always is with me being correcting grammar just slightly. And people go, I don't fucking care.
They don't fucking care. That's the show. But we'll see. I don't know where they...
I think Scott and Lydia are going to end within 2 episodes. And maybe we will follow in this same season. Maybe we will follow him getting together.
Maybe with
Colombian girl.
Maybe.
Even though I don't care about either of them.
No, but they need something to film. And they already have a crew that's probably based in Colombia permanently at this point.
Because I think, again, it's hard for me to care about your typical sex tourist. And that's what I think this guy is. He just goes places and fuck girls.
Hey.
Hey,
I mean...
More power to him.
More power to her, I guess. All right, everybody, that's your show. We are going to remind y'all, we're just giving you the heads up, that we will be taking a week off in July.
Yes.
So we will have content coming out then.
We will be skipping that week's B90.
This will be the finale, I think, we'll be skipping of Lip.
But we'll probably just be catching everyone up on it.
We'll catch everybody up the week after.
Yeah.
So, we're going to be doing that. We're just giving you a heads up now. So, month in advance, so that way nobody contacts. I just don't want anybody. I don't know why. I get nervous. I'm afraid people are going to be like, where are my gays?
There are people who keep track of every single show that we do. And sometimes they, instead of asking us, or instead of saying, oh, they might have been off that week, they go, no, I must locate this show.
Let's locate this show.
Yeah.
So I've got all of them collectively arranged.
Well, they're not going to do a tell-all of this show,
nope.
I bet. I don't think they normally do, so. All right, everybody, let's the show. Thank you for listening. Go to realitygaze.com. Leave a review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to podcasts. We appreciate it very much. Go to our Instagram, our TikTok, Twitter. That's where you can see our hopefully Oscar-nominated Debbie and the Donkey.
You know,
I will say, you gave the performance of your life.
Here's the thing. It's not even a question of being proud of performance. I felt honored for that performance.
It's just about the work.
It's all about the work for me.
About the work. And that you finally... For 4 years, you've been wanting to ride my back like an animal.
Yes.
And you got to do it.
I did that. I didn't sit on your back because I was worried about you collapsing.
I do Pilates. I could have held you.
I was worried.
That's Jake's greatest fear. If I pulled my back out because of supporting him, mm-hmm. he would have felt so much shame from that, and I would have never let him forget it.
Yeah, I wouldn't have been able to get it.
Y'all, we call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places, poodle?
Yes, and if you've ever been served chicken feet or chicken head soup and gone N-O, N-O, or seen a guy at the end of the night when he pulls out his dick and go N-O,
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 call us.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.